Yeah, proud's probably the right description. Obviously, we lost Levi and we had to adjust, and Rowe played a bit in the ruck and up forward, and Cruz just had to battle away. So just our group's ability to find a different way to get the job done, that's really something that we're proud of as a group. Our defence was slightly undersized as a result of that. What else? There's lots of little things in the game, but we'll two or three goals down there midway through the last, and on such an important occasion for two players in our club, in Jamison and Simpson, probably shows how much they're playing for each other. That's probably the collective of what we're proud of.
Fred, the fact that you were down, not only Casbolt early, but then you were down to two rotations when Cruiser came off, then you were down to two rotations when Cripps came off. Did that make it a little bit harder for you in the coach's box, knowing how to work those rotations with just two on the bench?
Yeah, it does. You got to be creative, no doubt about that. But that's what we're proud of. Our guys endured. They found a way. And, you know, particularly late, they had cool heads under pressure. So we're making some huge steps forwards, but 6-day break, unfortunately, and then you go and face a team that's undefeated. So, you know, the players should be happy and smiling for Simo and Jamison for a day, but this competition is so hard and brutal. We lost four on the trot, and, you know, we get four Ws now, but we know it can come at you pretty quickly, so you can't get too carried away. We've got a lot of work to do.
What happened to Paddy Cripps, Brennan? Regardless of what happened, he came out and played a blinding fourth term.
Yeah, I just think he got a knock. I don't know the detail of it because I'm thinking more tactically than the detail and haven't discussed it yet, but we know he's determined and we know he's good in the contested side of the game, so, you know, farm lad finds a way, rolls his sleeves up.
To say something, though, about the boys, that Cripps had a knock and also Cruiser had a bit of... Someone said an ankle, someone said a knee, someone said ribs. Either way, he was able to keep winning the
old
plays
of
the game as well.
Yeah, you know, good footy clubs find a way when you lose some soldiers or under duress. So we've got a long, long way to go, but what our members should be proud of, and, you know, particularly that third quarter, the tackling and the second efforts, and they're playing for each other, they're united. That's what people should be proud of, but we're under no illusions. How repetitive can I be? There's so much more work to do.
Just about Cruzy, you've only been at the club for a short time, but have you seen what Carlton faithful see? Just seen what a great bloke he is and why they love him playing footy at the moment.
Yeah, I've always been one for big blokes when they lead by the way they play, others follow. And, you know, to be really our sole ruckman today, others were following him. I don't want to be a club right now where we're positioned just to define it on wins and losses, and, you know, it's got to be defined on effort and application, and we were getting that even when we lost our first four. Now, there's so many other things at our footy club that we've got to get right, and we're making some massive steps forward in that. That's the main thing. That's the main thing, that we just keep getting better every week. If we get a win on the end of it, we'll take it every day of the week. Hard work, they've put so much hard work in, so does it surprise me? No, you get rewarded for hard work. We're not at all satisfied.
Aside from Casbolt, do you think the opposite of this week might rule him out next week?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't even gone into that space yet. Yeah, we just celebrated Jamison and Simpson after the game, and we haven't really debriefed in too much detail.
Come back to the 250 of Kate Simpson and the 150 of Michael Jamison. Did you use that as a motivating factor at all during the week, and again, even at three-quarter time today, to get over the line for those two boys?
I did, but it wasn't the main motivating factor. There's just a consideration and understanding that these guys have invested over 10 years of football at our footy club, so that may be one extra percent. It wasn't the main thing. We're a team that just looks at the opposition, respects them and tries to dissect them and then put focus into that. There was a little extra 1% there today, if that's what it was.
Just the tackling of Gibbs earlier, a couple of tackles in a row, I think it was me, to save some goals. That set the agenda for you.
Yeah, it should be acknowledged. We have started to acknowledge our leadership. They're making some real steps forward. And Gibbs, for the last month, has been a real consistent performer. So, yeah, he led the way, particularly on the inside.
Well, good. All right. Thanks, everyone. I think you'd like one more round.
Waitering.
You don't know his name.
Has he got another week or probably?
I will assess. I reckon he's really close, so I'm hoping it's this week, but if not, it should be the week after. Yeah.
Don't
know. Oh, interesting, you forgot his name. That's funny.
All right. Thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks.
All right.